Also, we are picking up the Mirza Hashem on the top of Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph 107a. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchosad, Aloch is Tame Kaddish. That even if one went ahead and ate or drank before Kiddush, one goes ahead and can make Kiddush afterwards. V'tam Avdol. Similarly, again, if one ate before Avdolah, one could still make Avdolah. Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, and one who did not make Kiddush on Shabbos night, Mekaddish Olech Kol Yom Kulo Ad Matzei Shabbos. He could go ahead and make Kiddush throughout the entire day. Mishalo Hivdil B'Matzei Shabbos, Mavdol V'Holech Kol HaShabbos Kulo. And ultimately, again, one who did not go ahead and make Havdalah Matzei Shabbos has the ability to go ahead and make Havdalah the entire week. Now, of course, as we spoke about, entire week doesn't mean the entire week. Entire week really means through Tuesday. But again, the Gemara calls it the entire week. Okay, incredible. Incredible. So the Gemara says as follows. Ameimar pasachlu l'hashmaita d'rava b'haylishno. So Ameimar, when he told this over, he said the following guy, he said, use the following words. Amar Rav Hilchasa, tam mekadesh, tam mavdil. If a person, so again, we don't have to keep translating it, but again, even if a person ate, they could still go to make Kiddush. Even if a person ate, they could still make Havdalah. Mishalo Kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadesh v'holech kol yom kula. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Kiddush the rest of the day. Mishalo hidlo b'matzei Shabbos, mavdil v'holech kol yom kulo. Whoever is able to go, whoever didn't make Kiddush on Matzei Shabbos, could go ahead and make Kiddush. Now, it's interesting. If you notice in this version, kol yom kulo. What's kol yom kulo? Sunday. So whereas in the first version, ultimately Rava says that halacha lemaisa, you can make Kiddush, Havdalah, excuse me, the entire week. In this version, you can go ahead and make Havdalah through Sunday. Amar le Marinuka Markashisha Braid Rav Chista Rav Ashi. So Marinuka and Markashisha, the sons of Rav Chista, said to Rav Ashi, Zimnechad Ikla Amemar La Asrin. One time Amemar came to our particular below Havalon Chamra, and we didn't have any wine for Havdalah. Aisina le Sheikh Rav La Avdil, so we brought him beer. Now Rashi points out over here that it's date beer. Uba Tavis. And he wouldn't use it. So because he wouldn't use it, literally again, bas tavis means he went to sleep fasting, meaning he would not use the date beer for Havdalah. And therefore, again, you can't eat before you make Havdalah. So he went to bed fasting. So the next day we got him wine. He was able to make Havdalah and then he ate something. So the next year he came back to our city. Once again, we didn't have wine. So he brought him date beer to make Havdalah. Amar ihachi chamar medina hu abdu v'tam midi. He said, okay, now that I realize that this is what we call a chamar medina. So a chamar medina means, you know, a drink that is considered to be chashav, that is considered to be important in the particular area. So I see from the fact that already 2 years in a row I'm being offered date beer. So it must be that this is a chamar medina. This is a chashav, a drink. It's an important drink. And therefore it can be used for havdalah. So therefore he made havdalah and he ate something. Shmamina plus. So you learn three things from this story. Number one, shmamina hamabdu batilas arach shavdalah kos. Number one, even though you're Havdalah in davening, atachan antonu. You still have to go back and make Havdalah on a cup of wine. Shema mina asra lo ala adam shiocha kodim shiavdil. Next, second lesson, a person can't eat before you make Havdalah. Ushma mina mishol hid da b'matzei Shabbos ma'avdil v'holik kol ha-Shabbos kulo. Furthermore, again, you see that if you didn't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah throughout the rest of the week. So then the Gemara says, so again, I also want to point out something very important that comes from that previous sugya, is the concept of using a chamra medina. That although normally, again, we're using wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, although the context over there is Havdalah, technically speaking, if you don't have wine, you could use a chamra medina. What's a chamra medina? A drink that is considered to be chashiv in that particular area. So the Gemara asks a follow-up question. The Gemara says, can you make Kiddush over date beer? So Amar Hashtu ma pirzuma uteina ala asni de boy mine mirav rabbi chia mirabi velo pashat lay shikhra mi boy. So most of the Gemara says as follows. They asked about beer that was made from barley, figs, or berries. So that question was asked and it wasn't answered. So certainly date beer can't be used. So in other words, apparently barley, fig, and berry beers of a higher quality. So if there was a shaila about those types of beers, in other words, there wasn't a definitive answer that was given, then Allah has kama v'kama, all the more so, you can't use date beer. So again, the assumption is that the shaila is only by Kiddush, but I guess Havdalah, everyone agreed you can use it for Havdalah. So again, so Rav Chista said in the name name of Rav, then no, whatever halachas apply for Kiddush will also apply for Rav Dolo. It's Marnami, Amrav Tachlifa Barabimi, Amr Shmuel, Keshem Shin Mekanshin Alav, Kachin Mavdilin Alav. The same way that you can't go ahead and make Kiddush over date beer, so too, again, you can't make Havdalah over. Now, again, I will say, so the way we pass the halacha l'maisa is that you can, in fact, go ahead and use a Chamar Medina, an important drink. Now, the definition of an important drink obviously depends societally or geographically where you are, but anything that is chashav enough to be served to company, technically speaking, you could use for both Kiddush and Havdalah. So, Gemara tells a story. Levi Shadalei l'Rabbi, Shicha Bar Tlasi Megani. Levi sent a gift to Rebbe. He sent him a gift of date beer. Now, this date beer, literally, again, Bar Tlasi Megani means it was crushed 13 times. Now, what this means was, essentially, the liquid was soaked in 13 crushings of dates. So it was very, it was a very rich taste. Tame, have a basin tufa. So Rebbe tasted it, and it was delicious. This beer like this date beer with the rich flavor, it's good. It's fit to be used for Kiddush. And again, this is fit, you know, that you could say all of the brachos, shiros shabachos, all of the beautiful songs and prayers in the world. That night, he had terrible stomach issues as a result of the beer. Amar miyasun mafayes, he said, could something, literally again, miyasun means could something like cause us to suffer and also make us happy? So in other words, that how could it be that something that causes so much suffering should be used to make Kiddush? So apparently he retracted his use of date beer, this rich date beer for Kiddush. Amar Yosef. Adav Rabban Bo Ishti Shechra. So Rav Yosef said that I will make a public neder. Now, public neder is a very significant neder that you can't really take back. I'll go ahead and I'll make a public neder, meaning there's no afar, it can't be annulled, that I will not drink date beer. Amar Rava said, Ishti Mezorion Velo Ishti Shechra. I'd rather drink flax water than drink date beer. But Amar Rava, Tehavi Shakyuse Shechra, Manda Mekadesha Shechra. And then again, Rava gave like a little bit of like a call, a little bit of a curse. He said that a person who makes Kiddush over date beer, he should have to drink date beer every single day. So clearly, again, you could see the very low esteem in which they held date beer. Rav Huna found that Rav was making... Sorry, Rav, right, Rav Ashkechei Rav Huna the Kaddish HaShichra. So Rav saw that Rav Huna was making Kiddush on date beer, Amrlei. So Rav Huna said to him, Ashari Abba LaMikne Istrei MeShichra. So he said to him, oh, I guess you're making your living from date beer. That's why you're using it for Kiddush. A little bit of a shlach. Tan Rabbanon. In the Kachin El Aliyayin. We only make Kiddush on wine. Vein Mavarchin El Aliyayin. We only make a bracha on wine. Someone says, 1 second. Atu shikra va'amai lemila marachin alayav shakol nevidvara. What do you mean? Wine is the only drink over which we make a bracha? So I make a shakol over beer and over water, a shakol. How can you say that wine is the only thing you make a bracha on? Amar Abaye, no. Hakikam Razuna means to say, ein omrim have kos shal bracha, levarich al hayayin. So in the Gemara like this, when you're talking about a koshal bracha, right? So for example, over here, specifically talking about for benching, you only use for a koshal bracha, a cup of bench for benching, only wine. Only wine. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara says, in Mekachin al Sheikhar, Mishurma Belazar, Bar Shimon Amru, Mekachin. So the Gemara says, we don't make Kiddush on date beer. In name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say you can make Kiddush over date beer. Matames Yain Kol Shehu, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Melo Logmav. So interestingly enough, so when it comes to a Kol Shel Bracha, when you drink it, all you need to do is just taste any amount. Rabbi Yossi Behuda says, no, you require mali logmav, you require a cheekful. If you drink a cheekful from a koshal bracha, now again, this is kiddush, this is anything else, you yotzevim lav lo yotza. But if you didn't drink a cheekful, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. So just says, by the way, when I teach over this particular halacha, it's not gidl bar menashe and it's not gidl bar minyumi, it's just gidl. To which the immersal mainafkamino, excuse me, like what does it matter? Now, attribution is very important because without proper attribution, you don't have the ability to contrast potentially conflicting statements. All right, the Bosesh Kreach will stop over here for today. Incredible.